be filled with your grace, singing all day long. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, singing all day long. I'm singing all day long.
Just hearing a word is not enough. Hearing a word is not enough. That word's not going to become active in your life and start to take manifestation until you do what to that word? You got to meditate on that word, water that word, right? And then you got to do what to that word to get the word to work for you? You got to do something in that word. Amen. You got to put some action on the word. It's the same thing prophetically. You can get a prophetic word, and that word will sit there, and the inside of your spirit will sit there. It'll sit there. You know, the word has great patience. The word has grace. It'll sit there. A seed will stay a seed. Like if I put a corn kernel up here on this front, and I can leave that corn kernel on the front table forever, and that corn kernel is not going to one day just decide, I'm just getting sick of sitting on the top of this table and jump down and walk out and roll itself down the carpet and go plant itself out there in the field someplace, is it? That seed's not just a seed, isn't it? And there's possibility in that seed, but that seed's going to stay a seed until it decides to pick that seed up and plant it somewhere and do something with it. Then there's lots of good words and lots of great things that were said, lots of prophetic words, lots of great teaching, amen. But great teaching enough. It needs some great people to grab a hold of great teaching, amen, and do something and start to work it. So I'm gonna start to work some of this word so I can get some of the fruit from that word, amen. Somebody say, well, I've been hearing a whole lot and I ain't seeing nothing. Well, if you have heard, you've heard a lot, you need to do something, amen. You need to start the ball rolling. Somebody said, you take one step, God will take two. You just start to move direction and watch God move for you. I mean, you got to change something. You got to change some of your action. You got to look something differently. Amen. You got to start to make room. I tell you, it'll work for you right away if you work it. Do you understand that? Somebody said, that stuff doesn't work. Well, you don't work it. It'll work if you work it. You got to get out there and work it. And work it hard. If you heard half of the stuff you believe, half of the stuff you heard in this place, if you actually believed it, you'd be working it. But I'm just waiting for somebody to grab a hold of the life of faith and start to work faith. I want to see somebody start to work some faith. Faith will work if you work it. Then I want to see somebody work some supernatural lifestyle. Guess what? It'll work for you if you work it. Jesus talked for a little bit and he said, now I want you to go out and walk and do. Amen. Go out and walk and do. Well, I release you in the power of the Holy Ghost to go out and walk and do some of the things you've heard. Guess what? I'm walking in it. Hallelujah. I'm not lying to you. I'm walking in it. Glory to God. I confess right now, I'm walking in great faith. I can have all things through Christ. Amen. And I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So can you. If you work it, it'll work for you. Amen. Oh, praise God. I'm just waiting for God to do something. Well, you'll wait forever. I'm just waiting for God to change that thing. Well, that anointing's got to get on some flesh. I'm waiting for God to bring it to me. Well, God's waiting for a hand to put it in. When is this situation going to change? When you get up off the sofa in faith and start to walk in it and grab a hold of it by faith. I want to see revival. Well, revival will happen when you start to work revival. Amen. I don't want to see the dead to rise. Well, you start driving to a graveyard someplace. Amen. You press one out of the car when an accident happens. Amen. I'm ready to see the sick start to get healed. Well, you better start making some hospital visitations. I'm ready for some new furniture. You better start making rooms, giving away some lamps and some chairs and some tables. You got to start to work something. Amen. You got to get that mindset. I believe God, when I see it on the inside, it doesn't take long for it to take manifestation on the outside. It really doesn't. It really doesn't take long for it to take manifestation on the outside once you can see it on the inside. Amen? But you need to take some steps to have that start to work. Can I tell you a story? Let me tell you something. I'm going to let you in on a secret, and I'm not just talking off the top of my head. You know what the Holy showed me today? He let me. I felt like God. How about you? Have you ever felt like God sometime? You know what? You don't have to have a lot to be like God. You just got to make up in your mind that you want to act like God. You can do it. See, many people say, I want to be a heavyweight. giver. I want to be a heavyweight this. And when this comes, you know what? It's based on what you got now. You can, if you're not rocking the boat with the little bit you got now, amen, then you're not going to rock the boat when you got tens and 50,000. You know what I found out? God is desperately, oh, if you had any idea how much he wants to bless his people. Man. And when I said, not like God, I got in one of those moves. I just wanted to give something away. You ever been like that? Something that meant something away. Amen. And I found out I had a lot of stuff that belonged to me that I could give away. You reap whatever you sow. Amen. Might take some time. Who cares? But you're going to get what you give away. You'll get what you give away. You'll get exactly what you want. Start to rejoice. That's why you need to rejoice over the things that you've already sown. Everybody think about something you've sown away. Amen. Think about something that you've sown away. Guess what? It is going to come back to you. Exactly what you've given away is what's going to come back to you in abundance. If you've ever sown a car, guess what? Car is coming back to you. Guess what? If you ever meant to sow a car and the person blew it on the deal, amen, guess what? That car is still coming back to you because you've loosed it in your spirit. You sow a candy bar, amen. God will give you money to buy 100 candy bars, right? Won't he do it? You just get better at candy. You just get better. You should be rejoicing already. And so you can tell a giver, because a giver would be shouting, because God let me wanted me to tell you that whatever you've given away, guess what? It is definitely coming back to you in abundance. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. How many giving away a car? Guess what? You got a car coming to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. How many giving away a chair? Amen. Well, you got furniture coming to you in Jesus' name. But whatever you've released, guess what? It definitely comes back to you. Some people haven't learned that yet. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And it always comes back bigger than what you give. You got to be a wise sower. A wise sower. Amen. You got to be wise in that. But I've learned that in many cases, God is in hot pursuit to do something, and their people's miracles are right in front of them, but they just blow it. There was another woman that called the church, didn't have any food. She had gone through different problems, different circumstances and situations, and she needed something, amen? She called the church, and we're usually ready to just to sow out, amen? Even though we don't have, you know, but you have to hear God, because that could be your opportunity. When you don't have something, if somebody comes with a need, that's your money, hallelujah, that's your money. Say, woo, this might be my ticket out of here, amen? An opportunity to sow, that's my blessing. You have to think of it that way. But, you know, you kind of got that freeze on it. Kind of got a freeze on it for some strange reason. I just felt a little delay. Isn't that amazing? Just felt a little delay on that. And I said, well, we're just going to go to lunch and then we'll decide on it before we make that decision. And then after lunch, I just felt in my spirit, no. Isn't that bizarre? How can we have you walk in something that we don't walk in? Now, we told you when you give, you listen to the Holy Ghost. And if you pray, most of the time, it's yes and amen. It's okay to jump on in. Amen. But if you owe people and you go giving somebody money when you owe somebody else, guess what? You're not giving anything away. You're stealing from somebody else. So we needed a specific word from the Holy Ghost as what to do. And we felt no. So I said, well, Crystal called back and said there's nothing available in the benevolence fund right now to do anything. You know, just do that and we'll see. And Crystal came back on the phone. She said, you know what? You really heard God. See, because the person never even known it. The person didn't know that. How did they ever know? Did they not know you were on the phone or something like that? She says she heard so much effing and cussing and carrying on, didn't know that that her miracle was on the phone and hearing every word that came out of the person's mouth. Miracle right there. Miracle right there. Canceled it out. Miracle already, you know, miracle right there and canceled it out. And I learned from the Holy Ghost. God is in that mood every day. And he's always looking for somebody to bless. And he gets so disappointed when they get there and they void it out. You'd be okay if you just stopped short-circuiting the hand of God. The wrong idea, wrong words, wrong thought patterns. There are so many missed blessings. And I saw God. I saw God say, you could just do it everywhere. No, you can't. No, you can't. Because some things you give to, amen, you ain't give to nothing. It's gone.
You got to be a wise sower. A wise sower. He's got your stuff and he wants to unload it on you. Because when he does what he does best, it tells us who he is. So God tries to position you for blessings. Did anybody hear that? God is looking for somebody to bless. I don't think people understand that. I mean, he's just trying to work somebody up. But I got word from heaven. God is looking for somebody to bless. The Lord roams the earth to and fro to see who and where and how he might show himself strong. The devil roameth about seeking whom he may devour. The Lord roameth about seeking whom he may manifest his glory on. Not only is God looking for that which was lost, but God's looking for something to hook up and something to bless. I hear the Holy Ghost say, a little bit to the right. No, a little bit to the left. Over a little bit more. He said, I'm about to blast you. Over there. Up. You getting right. You get that right spot, and I'm going to drop it on you. Grab somebody and shake them real quick and say, will you get yourself in position for God to do what he wants to do? Hallelujah. Will you get yourself where God wants you to be? Are you in position for the miracle? And the Holy Ghost says, as in the days of Noah, he told the people that it was going to rain. Ha, ha, ha. But nobody believed him. Ha, ha, ha. And tonight the Spirit of the Holy Ghost says, it's going to rain. Ha, 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 ha. Come on into the ark. Come on into the safe place, the secure place. Get ready. Thank you, Jesus. I was sitting in here last night and I heard Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Who shall be able to stand? See, the great and terrible day of the Lord is your day of victory. Are you going to be able to stand in his day of blessing and abundance? Are you going to be able to take it? The devil's done his part. He's done his part. He's had his way. He's had his word. He's had his way. He's thrown his best shot. He's painted his picture. He's revealed himself. Some of us know the devil very well. He's the one that maketh us poor. He's the one that maketh my wife upset. He's the one that maketh us lose our homes. He's the one that maketh us feel like giving up. Do you know his name? So many people are still dealing with the devil because they haven't learned his name yet. They're still dealing in calamity because they haven't learned the name of calamity. Satan. Hell. Have you learned the name of the devil yet? Some people are looking at the devil's work and say, well, look at the Lord. God moves. God moves in mysterious ways. Now, you've had opportunity to learn the name of the devil. And many people have refused to learn the name of the devil. You hear me? You better discern and know the name of the devil and know him by his name. Somebody says you're not going to be able to cast out a spirit until you know its name. Well, that's what it's basically talking about. You can't cast out the spirit is when you look at something, you say, no, that's the devil. I know its name. You see calamity coming and say, no, I know the name of that, Satan. That's the only name you need to know, the name of the devil. Devil, get out. Amen? So I say, I know who that is. So you got to discern some stuff. You got to learn the name of the devil. Amen. The name of the devil. When you see those things, God good, the devil bad. Amen. Amen. God good, the devil bad. It's that simple. Amen. See, you had opportunity to learn his name. Did you learn it? Do you know his name? It rings your doorbell. Do you know who it is so you don't have to answer anymore? Now the devil's giving you opportunity to know his name. The devil's given you opportunity to know his name. Now Jesus, he's going to tell you his name. He's going to tell you his name. Somebody cry out, Jesus. Somebody say, Jesus! Nobody but Jesus. Isn't it great when you see good things happening? Somebody say, well, what's going on in there? See, anybody can look and say, oh, the devil's just busy. Well, people are going to look at you and say, oh, Jesus is busy. God is at work. God is at work. People, you aren't ready for this. Amen. I don't know if you're where I'm at. You just can't sit there. You got to get into the flow of the Holy Ghost. You got to work it for it to work for you. Amen. Are you ready to work God's power? He'll hit you. He'll bless you. You know, and many of those people had those blessings already, didn't even know it. Didn't even know it, amen? When's it going to show up? I'm going to tell you what, there's a floodgate so heavy, amen. There's a floodgate so heavy, so rich, and so real. So heavy, so rich, and so real, amen? Thank you, Jesus, and it's already done. How many of you glad you're rich? No, honestly, how many of you are really glad that you're rich and not poor? Okay, I'm so glad I'm rich. I'm so glad I'm blessed. Do you believe it on the inside? Do you believe it on the inside? See, you can see the blessing of the Lord on the countenance of the people before it manifests itself. And if you can't see it on their countenance, guess what? Are they coming? Amen. You can just look at people and you just pray. Let me tell you, when you go to pray for people down in prayer line, some of you just need to speak in Latin on them. Amen. Because you can just look at the countenance and say, be blessed, be blessed. Oh, something spiritual. Hey, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. Nothing. Blessed, 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 blessed. Nothing. Because they receive it on their countenance. Amen. Guess what? If the Lord can't lift your countenance, he's not going to be able to lift you out of the muck and miry clay. He starts to pull you out by your countenance. Have you ever known people that knew somebody famous? And every opportunity they had, they tried to drop the name. Well, I was just talking to blah, 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 blah. You ever known name droppers? How many of you ever had somebody that just had lots of money and they always spent it on you? Amen? And the more they put on you, the more you mentioned their name. The more they put on you, the more you talk about it. You get around with somebody, you know, and you can't hang around anybody else because all you think about is that name. Well, it should be that way with Jesus. It should be that way about Jesus. We should be just so caught about it, the good thing he does, you know. People should get sick of you for talking about Jesus all the time. You know Jesus. You know Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's all about our covenant with Jesus. And we can come together to celebrate Jesus. And we covenant together and say, hey, I got Jesus, you got Jesus, and he makes everything all right. Thank God for Jesus. That thing that we have in common. You know, when they get a big business deal in the corporate world, and they'll get a big contract, and the contract will go well, and they just got to celebrate that big deal they just made, and they get so happy, and they'll bust out the champagne at the best meeting, and they go, here's to that last deal we made. Because it was so good. Well, you should be celebrating in the same way. You should be celebrating in the same way. We don't have to wait till December 31st. And if you knew what I knew, amen. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, and I'm celebrating what I see in Jesus' name, amen. I'm celebrating your victory in Jesus Christ. I'm celebrating your deliverance and your victory in Jesus Christ and your breakthrough and your miracle, because some of you have been waiting for a long time and God's brought it right to your door. He brought it right to your door, and you need to celebrate right now before it happens. You need to celebrate. And we come together and we break bread together and we take communion together and we say, thank you, Jesus. We say, thank you, Father. And we say, here's to this life we have in Christ. I'm so glad about it. Amen. Here's to good life. Here's to the Zoe life. Here's to salvation. Here's to life in the Spirit. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Here's to abundance. Here's to healing. Here's to deliverance. Here's to long life. Here's to relationship. With the Father, through Jesus Christ. Here's to God, because he's not mad at me anymore. We're tight. We got a good thing going on. Everything's turned around. I've repented, and Raph repented for me. It turned around. And I celebrate. You're delivered and set free. Your stuff is over.
Jesus. You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in The Woodlands, Texas.